to be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for being here in this moment. Tonight, we're connecting to sound and silence and taking a pause to reflect on the gift of presence and the power of truth. With that being said, before we dive in to accentuate that point of presence and truth, I wanted to share a brief reading from the second book of Tao by Stephen Mitchell. You can take this into your contemplation with reflection into how you have been experiencing your life and how or if you would like to bring more presence and truth into it. This is from page 39. The master lets go of desire and people are fulfilled. He has no goal in mind and people are transformed. He remains silent and people are educated. Act without doing, speak without intention, and even the beggars in the street will benefit from your example. The master does not interfere. He perfects the whole world in his heart. He leaves the gold hidden in the mountains and the pearl at the bottom of the sea. He has no interest in wealth or fame, sees no advantage in long life, isn't elated by success, isn't discouraged by failure, or confused by the world's rights and wrongs. He knows that all beings are strung on a single thread, and that life and death are one body. The commentary that goes with this is, the master's job couldn't be cushier. All he does is be, and he doesn't even do that. There's nothing required of him. He doesn't help, doesn't lead, doesn't set an example. He just observes the marvelous transformations of mind. When we live or work with him, we are inspired by his very presence, by the spaciousness of it. Finally, someone who is at home in the world was utterly responsible and carefree. We didn't know it was possible to be happy all the time. We didn't know you could have a heart without any checkpoints. The master doesn't interfere in other people's lives. Why would he? He knows that he does not know what's best for the world or even for himself. He leaves the gold hidden in the mountains because he does not need it on his wrist or around his wife's neck or in the bank. Yes, he could buy pickaxes and hire 10 villagers of dwarfs, but he realizes that when you extract gold, there's always an irritated dragon to deal with. Besides, entrepreneurship is less exciting than the venture of discovering what is enough. How fine life becomes when what you want is exactly what you have. So from there, just take that in and take it in with the power of truth, power of presence, and we're going to allow Kitaro to lead us in this respite and pause. As you guide into this moment, allow the music to lead you, allow the breath to keep your attention here, and just joyfully relish in this moment with self.
Thank you.
gently breathing in and out, gently bringing your awareness back to here and allowing yourself just to take in whatever you received in these moments with self. And then just as gently as it may have arrived, whatever that awareness might be, allow it to drift away, and gently activating your hands, your feet, following that breath into next. Until next time, this is She signing out. The soft gaze, full heart, deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.